The following podcast is for information purposes only and is not suitable for retail investors.
Hello and welcome to your Chat of the Week podcast. Today is Thursday the 2nd of March and I'm once again joined by Lorenzo Laposta. Now, the outlook for what the Fed is going to do this year is still hazy. Whether it's going to be a hard, soft, or even no landing for the US economy, the US Federal Reserve has lots to consider. So, Lorenzo, what is the Fed going to have to look out for going forward throughout the year?
Hello, Ben. And as always, thank you very much for having me around. As you say, the Fed has got plenty on their hands to think about. I think that bringing inflation down has been and still is their key target. The last print came in at a small increase, but the overall trend is still going down, actually. Expectations are that, with the exception of a couple of smaller hikes this year, the Fed's tightening cycle is actually coming to an end. And with tightening monetary policy having a lagging effect on the economy, the consequences of the past year's hikes will probably be seen throughout this year.
Okay, so the Fed will largely be targeting inflation, but what it will be looking to avoid, I assume, is the dreaded hard landing, whereby, you know, while inflation is brought down, it also crushes demand, you know, damages confidence in the economy. So while inflation remains the number one priority, what else does the Fed need to keep an eye out for?
Well, as I say, you know, there is a variety of options ahead of them, a variety of scenarios. The current situation is that a large part of the US economy actually continues to show signs of strength. Unemployment is at the lowest level since the 1969s. Retail sales in January were up 2.5%, even after being adjusted for inflation. However, even with further rate hikes, the lagging effects of tighter policy could actually start to be seen in lower corporate earnings and or in a weakening demand or in falling consumer and business confidence. The Fed will hope to be able to bring inflation under control, that obviously without having negative effects on these metrics, without having problematic consequences, because with such a long lag between the policy implementation and the results, it may be hard to control for the precise consequence of their actions.
Okay, so the Fed's certainly going to have to keep an eye out on certain economic indicators and where they're heading. But what about, and it seems even shocking to consider it, given the effects of inflation over the past year and how the Fed has responded, what about the reverse? What happens if potentially the Fed has been too cautious with its rate hikes? How does the Fed react if inflation actually stays strong throughout the year?
Well, yeah, that's a very possible consequence, a very possible scenario ahead of us. If the hard landing is something they want to avoid, also the no landing at all could be a problem. And it's certainly a scenario that has gained some traction recently, based on the idea of what some people have been calling growthflation, where economic indicators like unemployment and demand remain pretty strong and inflation persists at above target level. That also would be a problem for the Fed. It just means that they haven't acted enough. I think it's optimistic to think that simply inflation would be allowed to remain at elevated levels for a long time. So as you mentioned earlier, inflation, I still think remains a priority for Chairman Powell and the Federal Reserve, and certainly an economy that is still showing solid growth and high inflation is an economy that can bear a few more rate hikes. So we are likely to see them in case inflation doesn't come down fast enough. Now, whether this is going to end eventually in a hard or a soft landing, it's harder to predict, but I think that eventually inflation will be brought closer to the long-term averages.
Well, Lorenzo, as always, thank you for the insight and looking forward to talking next week.
Thank you very much, Ben, and speak soon.
For professional advisors only. The views expressed are those of Momentum Global Investment Management at the time of recording and are subject to change without notice. Momentum Global Investment Management has used all reasonable efforts to ensure the accuracy of the information contained in this communication, but we cannot guarantee the reliability, completeness, or accuracy of the content. This podcast is for information purposes only and does not constitute investment advice or an offer or solicitation to buy or sell. Momentum Global Investment Management, company registration number 3733094, has its registered office at the Rex Building, 62 Queen Street, London, EC4R1EB. Momentum Global Investment Management Limited is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority in the United Kingdom, registration number 232357, and is exempt from the requirements of Section 7(1) of the Financial Advisory and Intermediary Services Act 37 of 2002 in South Africa, in terms of the FSCA FAIS Notice 141 of 2021, published on the 15th of December 2021. For complaints relating to Momentum Global Investment Management's financial services, please contact distribution services at momentum.co.uk. Your capital is at risk.